Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher and current college professor, and I am passionate about seeing teachers transform their classrooms into bastions of creativity and wonder. And so today we're going to be talking about one way students can be creative, which is podcasting. All right, so quick story. I just learned that New York City doesn't actually have alleys. I know, it's pretty crazy. They have a few private alleys, but after listening to the latest 99% Invisible podcast, I learned that these alleys are kind of a myth. And it blew me away because I grew up watching like Law and Order and shows like that where there were a ton of different alleys. I just assumed that, you know, crime happens in the alleys and police hide in the alleys, and alleys were just a part of the New York way of life. And so when I found out that this wasn't true, I was blown away. Now, does this fact matter? Not one bit. But it's part of why I love podcasts. I love learning surprising little random facts. I love finding out the parts of history I didn't know when I listened to Hardcore History, or rethinking the big ideas around creativity in 99% Invisible. But I love finding little gems that just surprise me. It's a part of what makes life fun. I just love geeking out. But it's more than that. My favorite podcasts push my thinking. They help me see things from a new perspective. They challenge my presuppositions. I discover new frameworks and blueprints, and sometimes it is purely geeky, but sometimes it is also eminently practical. I love podcasts. I listen to them pretty much every day. When I do sketch videos, I listen to podcasts. When I'm working out, I do podcasts. When I'm in the car, I do podcasts. And as a former teacher and current professor, I've spent years having kids create their own podcasts. While the platforms and the audiences have evolved over the more than decade and a half, I love this idea of students sharing their voice with an audience. So first of all, I want to get into what is podcasting. And I have a little sketch video on what podcasting is and on why I believe in podcasting, and you can check that out. It's at spencervideos.com. But here's the basics. At its most basic level, a podcast is a series of audio files that you can download and listen to on pretty much any device. Most podcasts come in a series with a schedule. Think daily or weekly or monthly. But there are podcasts where all the files are available at once and you can just kind of binge listen to it. Typically, podcast listeners will subscribe to their favorite podcasts using things like Stitcher or Google Play or Apple Podcasts. And the podcast comes to them through this RSS feed. Now, they don't see the feed, they don't pay attention to the feed, but that's how it's getting onto your phone. But that's not always the case. Sometimes people actually do something that's more of a vodcast, where they subscribe to it on YouTube, and that's a whole different option in terms of platform. So what are the advantages of podcasting, though? Why would people choose to podcast? Here are a few ideas. Number one, it doesn't take fancy equipment. Students can record and even edit audio on their smartphones or tablets, and often the videos will require lighting and staging and fancy cameras, but podcasts, they're different. They just require sound. Many of the tools are actually free, and students can edit using programs like Audacity, which you can use on Mac and PC and Linux. So there's a lot of options in terms of what equipment you use. If you have a desktop, if you have a laptop, if you have a tablet, if you have a phone, well, you can record podcasts on pretty much any of those. Number two, it's mobile. You can listen on the go. As a teacher, you can load all your audio to one place and listen on the way home. So you're listening to the students, kind of checking for understanding as you are maybe working out or driving home. But students also can listen to each other's podcasts. They can get new ideas. They can access it at anywhere and anytime. And it really takes the idea of a flipped classroom and flips it even more by saying, you know, instead of students doing a big presentation and spending a bunch of class time on it, what you can do is have them create podcasts and then listen and give feedback to each other at home. I personally would make that optional. I'm not a huge fan of homework, but it's a really creative, different way to do homework. Now, not every single student is going to have a device. Not every student is going to have a smartphone. But I really found it interesting that I taught in a low-income Title I school in middle school, and most of my students had access to a device. Most of them could listen to a podcast if they wanted to. So again, I would make that optional, but it is something that you can do. Number three, it's a chance for students to develop their voice. Students get the chance to own the entire process, from inquiry through research, through composition and editing and launching. And in the process, they can practice their public speaking skills, their interview skills, communication skills. It's a powerful way for them to have voice and choice in what they do. Next week, I'm going to get into specific types of podcasts that you can do. That's going to be the second part of this particular podcast. But just know that there are lots of different ways that students can own the entire podcasting process. Number four, it's a way for all students to participate. Because you can prep ahead of time and then edit afterwards, a lot of students who are kind of introverted have a chance to thrive when they do podcasts because it gives them additional think time. Not only that, ELL students who might need additional language support can have sentence stems. They don't have to be in the midst of a rapid-fire discussion. They can process a little bit longer, and it really reduces the affective filter, because if there's a mistake, nobody hears it. They get to revise that and edit it. And it gives them a chance to and a space to practice ahead of time before they record. So, you know, I found that it's one of the best ways to guarantee that all students have access. Number five, it develops lifelong skills. Students learn how to research, think critically, create, iterate, empathize with an audience. They learn all kinds of valuable lifelong skills. In some cases, you might even have students market their podcast. They learn how to market. If it's a long-term project, it's a chance to learn project management. If they're doing this in a group, and often the best podcasts involve group work, it's a chance to learn how to communicate, how to compromise, how to work interdependently. So with that in mind, here are a few things to consider before you begin podcasting. And these are some guiding questions. How much time do you want to spend on the podcasts? Will your students be editing the podcast or adding audio to it? Or is this more of a quick record where they just record the audio and post it? Another question is, who is the intended audience, and what permission will you need in order to do that? You might need to have media release that your district or your school institution has. So pay close attention to this. But you know, are they recording this for fellow classmates, for the school, for parents, or for a larger global audience? Another question is, where will you house the podcast? If you have a public podcast and you want to reach a larger audience, I would use something like a self-hosted WordPress site that you own, and then you have the students upload audio and create a feed on iTunes. But you can also do things like hosting them on Google Drive or YouTube Video, and that's an alternative way to have them create these podcasts. We actually housed a lot of our podcast episodes on Internet Archive through the Library of Congress because I didn't want student work to be on something that I owned. And so at the same time, certain times where it was something the district owned, if they lost the license or they got rid of the space, then we would lose student work. And I actually lost a lot of student work when I switched email accounts and they just did away with that Google account and all of it was gone. So really think strategically about where you want students to house their podcast. If you have older students, I would encourage you to actually have them house their own project podcasts on their own, you know, WordPress sites or something like that. But again, that becomes trickier because not every blogging platform has the option of uploading audio and burning it to a feed. Another question to consider is, you know, do you have a quiet space? Is there a place where they can record their podcasts online? I love using these foam dishes, basically. It's kind of a half circle that helps block out a lot of a lot of the noise from the outside. But, you know, having a podcast, a dedicated podcast space, if you're going to do it often, might be an option that you look at. But if not, you know, can they go outside? Is there that permission? Can they go somewhere quiet? Another question to consider is, how will you keep it authentic? The last thing you want is an audio worksheet or something that feels very schoolish. So how do you make it reflect the kind of podcast that people actually listen to? And then the last question is, how will this support learning? You know, just making a podcast isn't good enough. How will you tie these to the standards? Now, I will point out that there is a great guide on NPR that helps teachers walk through student podcasting together. They have a cool kind of toolbox as well. It's pretty awesome. But what I would say is this: experiment. Take a chance. It's not going to be perfect, and that's okay. It's going to be a learning process. It's going to be a growth process. But when you allow your students and encourage your students to create podcasts, ultimately, they are developing those lifelong skills that you want them to have. They are becoming more creative. They are developing that maker mindset. So even if it feels daunting or it feels scary or it feels like something that you're really not sure you want to do yet, I would encourage you to find one opportunity to have students create their own podcasts. Hey, would you do me a favor? If you like this podcast, would you either tell a friend or leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? It's part of how people discover this podcast. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day and go out and make something awesome.